Never, never use the word weight loss. Never use the word weight loss. This is my concept that belongs to me in the sense that many other people have said this before in the books, but I never see it emphasized. Whenever you lose something, you look for it. When you lose your car keys, when you lose money, when you lose a house, when you lose a relationship, when you lose whatever you lose, you go looking for it. And we can see people in our entertainment scene that are in front of us all the time, such as Oprah. Very nice lady, Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah.
How she is large, small, large, small. Why is that happening? One of the reasons it's happening because of semantics is that should not use the word lose, because whenever we L-O-S-E lose a certain amount of pounds, we go looking for those pounds until we get them back again and more so. So, what we really have to look at is the imagination, the picture you have in your mind, to look the way you want to look. You have to look the way you want to look. You have to see that picture. You have to have a burning desire. That is your goal. You look at that every day if that's important to you. That's your goal that you keep in your mind, in your mind's eye, every day of your entire life. We can help you here on Stress Talk through clinical hypnosis, through psychotherapy, to be able to do this. So it's not just as easy as going on a diet, although diets work. All diets work. It's a matter of keeping your figure the way you want it to be. We'll talk more about that in coming weeks, and we will elaborate upon that term, weight loss. We still have some time to go, and I want to talk a little bit about our guest next week. So finishing up a little bit more about weight control, weight management. Scarlett O'Hara in Gone with the Wind, an overeater's philosophy of life often is, I won't worry about that today, I'll worry about that tomorrow. Of course, in a way, that's right. Tomorrow is another day, but what's wrong with right now? What do you think about right now? So, ladies and men, mostly ladies, this is for the ladies on Stress Talk, weight management issues. We're here to help you feel good,
feel
slim. I'm playing a tom-tom on my...
Tum-tum.
On my tum-tum. Tom-tom on my tum-tum. That's something from Native Indian philosophy. Now, motivation. Food is the great cover-up for Anna and many of us. Anna was someone that we talked about in other weeks. Fat takes us out of the mainstream of life and gives us a ready-made excuse to cut off involvement with the rest of the world. We all know the trap of too many pounds. Fat can create enormous physical and emotional barriers. And of the two, get this now, ladies, the emotional barrier is the higher. That's the higher barrier between physical and emotional barriers. When you begin to think that there is hope and you can get rid of weight, then you begin to stop hiding from yourself and others. You become motivated to let your creative mind, that's your unconscious mind or subconscious mind, get to work, and you begin to see yourself as a capable, positive, and worthwhile person. This is the key that opens the door to your new life. Unfortunately, many diet programs assume this motivation is already there. Just getting psyched up to begin another run for the prize can be our biggest obstacle. Long-time dieters, just such as, or similar to distance runners, don't have too much trouble getting started if they could only get to the starting block. Stress Talk, I'm Joseph Lamont, your host, psychotherapist, hypnotherapist, specialist in clinical hypnosis, in weight management, as well as self-esteem, self-confidence, smoking, and pain. Lines open here, 247-1530. Music in the background, music and laughter, always antidotes to stress. You always find music and laughter on Stress Talk, listening to our background music, Wes Montgomery, greatest hits, called Talkin', T-A-L-K-I-N, good jazz, from the 1960s, on Verve, Wes Montgomery. We're going to be moving in just a minute. I'm going to do a little bit more commercials. Why don't we up the music and give my voice a slight rest. We'll be right back. Thank you very much, Donna. That was good. A little rest is just perfect, just perfect. Once again, I want to thank AZ Gems, our sponsor, for being such a wonderful sponsor, week in, week out, and supporting Stress Talk.